Regenerate, unlocking your body's radical resilience through the new biology by Sayer G. This book is dedicated to Kelly Brogan, my beloved wife and partner, who, like a force of nature, turned my life upside down and inside out the moment I knew she existed. The alchemical crucible of our immense love inspired in me the courage to face and move beyond my deeply held fears, perceived limitations and stories, and tap into the unlimited potential for physical and spiritual regeneration, which I now know is buried deep within us all as a birthright. Introduction. Regenerate means to rejuvenate, revitalize, and renew. These words hold great promise, especially for so many of us who feel something is wrong, most often in our bodies, but increasingly in our souls. We yearn for a feeling of peace, wholeness, and vitality, but experience our bodies as the fallible and vulnerable structures we've been made to believe them to be. In fact, we've been designed to naturally draw strength, energy, and healing from deep within rather than to succumb like clockwork to the inevitable downward spiral of biological time. On the cellular level, our bodies have the innate power and ability to reverse damage, regenerate, and restore a directly felt experience of well-being we have lost. This isn't just wishful thinking. A significant number of new studies in biomedical science confirm that our bodies are radically resilient and that all we need to do to reclaim our health and vitality is to eliminate sources of interference with our body's innate, robust, self-regenerating capacity. Our physical form represents eons of adaptation to and mastery over constantly changing conditions, including powerful forces of environmental and biological adversity. Our bodies have emerged from this crucible with veritable superpowers, not the least of which is our seemingly magical and irrepressible capacity for radical resilience. The new biology offers a revolutionary and breathtaking vision of the body as resilient, intelligent, and seamlessly interwoven with a larger universal patchwork. As you read this book, you will learn how to engage your body's self-healing mechanisms and unleash your cells' regenerative powers. On a molecular level, every cell in your body is undergoing a constant process of coming into and out of being, much like the flicker of a flame, and doing it so perfectly that we only experience ourselves on a macroscopic level as immutable, relatively unchanging organisms. Yet there are trillions of changes and microadjustments occurring every moment in each cell, completely regenerating damaged and diseased tissue. On the most basic level, regeneration follows from removing what the body does not need and adding back what it does. In Part 1, Your Body and the Miracle of Regeneration, you will learn about the secret relationship between human and plant evolution, your genes, and the most common health regenerators and disruptors. Contrary to popular dogma, your DNA is not your destiny. You are in the driver's seat, and your choices, from the food you eat to your interactions with nature, powerfully impact your health. You will learn about the regenerative powers of your cells and how to optimize them for healing and longevity. You will pick up some fundamental scientific knowledge, like how microRNAs, the potent messengers in food that communicate directly with your cells, can orchestrate your gene expression, and how telomeres, the non-coding pieces of DNA at the end of your chromosomes, directly influence your experience of aging. Part 2, Rethinking Chronic Disease, Prevention and Healing, offers startling new information about the Western pattern diet, the archetypal grain-centric, chemically processed, industrialized food staples and preferences that emerged in the post-World War II era that has since been exported from the United States to almost every nation in the world, and its connection to the emergence of chronic conditions that accelerate aging and adversely impact both the length and quality of life, including cancer, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, and metabolic syndrome, clusters of health conditions referred to as diseases of affluence, and all representing a short-circuiting of the regenerative processes within your body. Because fear is a major impediment to successful healing, Part 2 addresses the psycho-emotional dimension of cellular degeneration and the role the medical establishment plays in perpetuating these trends. Part 3, Regenerate RX, provides you with a roadmap to better health. You will learn how to detox from the Western pattern diet and heal with the foods of the ancestral diet. You will learn how to optimize the effects of the ancestral diet with natural supplements for long-term results and use nature's abundant energy sources to encourage the regenerative process, strengthening your body from the inside out. You will plunge into the joy of intentional movement and learn time-tested techniques for improving your sleep and diffusing stress to decelerate the aging process and help neutralize the underlying conditions that foster chronic disease. Whether you are seeking to improve your quality of life, reverse a chronic condition, or harmonize your body with your ancestral and evolutionary healing mechanisms, using the principles of the new biology will transform your body, mind, and soul and enhance your ability to truly feel deeply alive and well again, experiences that I believe are your natural birthright. My own journey of healing. While today I find myself easily amazed at the extreme intelligence and resilience of the human body, it took many years for me to experience its vitality firsthand. I came into this world as a sickly infant, and during my journey to recovery, I felt so saddled with hopelessness and dependency on medications that I often doubted that I would make it to adulthood. Yet, in so many ways, I am stronger now than I have ever been. I've gone from being an overweight, inactive asthmatic with a bum hip to a marathon-running natural health advocate who hasn't used a medication of any kind for decades. My struggle to overcome disease started when I was 6 months old at our doctor's office, where my big sister was getting a checkup while my mother held me in her arms. The nurse observed my pale skin and heard my shallow, wheezy breathing, and instead of fetching my sister, she whisked me from my mother's arms for clinical evaluations and tests. That day, I was diagnosed with severe bronchial asthma, and thereafter spent most of my childhood on a never-ending merry-go-round of doctor's appointments and hospital stays, struggling with a multitude of overlapping health issues, from recurrent colds to chronic allergies to severe asthma attacks requiring emergency trips to the hospital at times as often as twice a week. I received all the vaccines customary at that time, the first battery of which coincided exactly with the onset of my asthma, and was given powerful medications like antibiotics and steroid inhalers, which I continued to take throughout my childhood. When things got really bad, my parents would rush me to the nearest emergency room for an injection of epinephrine, an anxiety-provoking rush of adrenaline intended to dilate the bronchial passageways during an acute asthma attack. Between these shots, my vaccinations, and immunotherapy injections for allergies, I sometimes felt like a human pincushion. But even though my bathroom medical cabinet was overflowing, no remedy lasted because the root causes of these episodes, which no one seemed to be searching for at the time, remained unaddressed. When I was 6, I had my adenoids removed, an immune organ whose removal has now been linked to a range of diseases of the upper respiratory tract and increased risk of infectious and parasitic diseases later in life. When I was 12 and 13, I underwent 2 major surgeries for a relatively rare bone and hip joint condition called slipped capital femoral epiphysis, a condition that we now know occurs more frequently in asthmatics whose exposure to inhaled corticosteroids has had the unintended effect of disrupting normal bone and cartilage development. Given my physical limitations, to this day, my right femur bone is half an inch shorter than my left, and a general lack of vitality, it was often difficult for me to play with the other kids or participate in school gym classes. I was overweight, unfit, and desolate. I felt like an outcast imprisoned within the dilapidated confines of my body. Sometimes my respiratory challenges were so bad that I had difficulty walking up the stairs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?